This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, the Our NOLA Coalition segment is going to be spent with the police chief of the New Orleans Police Department, Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Sheriff. Sounds like you've got a great lineup coming up, though, but thanks for having me.
It was a mouthful, Chief. That's all I can say. So, Chief, first let me say congratulations. We get to the sustainment process of the consent decree. I think it's something that everyone aspired to reach for a long, long time. I said this when it happened. I thought that in large measure it had to do with a lot of what you brought forward relative to the federal judge and having confidence of where we're headed. And I congratulate you for that. And I know that you will share that with the men and women of the NOPD. But how, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, describe how important this part of reaching this part of the consent decree is, not only to you, but to the department and the city.
Well, first of all, thank you. And but I do want to say that reaching this milestone after 12 years, we would be very remiss if I didn't give full credit to all of the superintendents who were before me, all of the men and women of this department who have been working on this for all these reforms for 12 years. That includes the people who have resigned or retired during this period of time. Everyone for a 12-year period of time deserves this credit and shared equally. And someone's going to be sitting in the seat when you go over into sustainment, and it happens to be me. Yeah. And I'm grateful for the blessing of it. But at the same time, it is foolish to think it is one person. It is not. It is right. All of us working together. So appreciate it. It is huge for the city. It's huge for the police department.
Absolutely. So when we, if you would, what are the expectations of the federal court, the monitors and others relative to the sustainment process? What is the measure that you guys have to meet?
Yeah, so it's actually the mindset is that not that we're out getting out of reform. It's a matter of saying we have accomplished it. And so it's not an issue of getting out. It's an issue of showing a sustainment that we can ethically and constitutionally police as a part of our culture. And the expectation is that we will maintain all of the reforms and that we will continue to embed them as a part of the framework of how New Orleans polices. So the expectation is no stepping back. It's actually pressing in.
Yeah, in many respects, it might be a period of time that may be more difficult than otherwise, right? Depending on how picayunish the federal monitors want to actually be, right?
Yeah, actually, I think your insight sure shows your experience, your caliber of thinking in that. Actually, this two-year period is going to be actually the harder, if you will. So we are not leaving federal oversight, and that's a misconception that some people have. We are not leaving it. We will still be under the federal court's jurisdiction. It is a matter of showing that we can maintain these reforms without as much technical support by our federal monitors. So they will be stepping back, but not going away. And we will still be accountable. So yes, in many ways, the eyes are even harder or more sharp on can we do it? And there's no doubt in our mind that we've accomplished and we will continue to embed, as I said, make it the fabric of how we do business in the future. No matter who's the superintendent, no matter what, it's culture.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a great analogy would be their hands are off the steering wheel and only NOPD's hands are on, right?
That's excellent. A really good way to frame it for your audience who may not have a full understanding. It's we're really driving the vehicle now, but they are still in the car.
Yeah.
And that is a great analogy.
So, Chief, what keeps you up at night about this? I mean, I know that there are a couple of happenstances, the situation with the mayor and allegedly the checking of the database and all of that, and, you know, whether or not that becomes an issue. I mean, these are the kind of things that always kind of kept me up at night, not knowing what was going to be next. When you talk about sustainment, what keeps you up at night?
I think that there are other cities around the country. Seattle is one who was in sustainment, as well as Oakland, where I came from. They were in their sustainment periods, and they actually went somewhat backwards. Now, Seattle has recovered from that, and they're actually about to come out completely from under consent, probably at the top of the year. But you can actually go backwards, and that is usually a result of if there are events or systems that have system failures, or events that are fairly egregious that point to culture, where culture has not reformed. I don't think that's going to be the case here in New Orleans, but there are other cities, and I just named the two, that have experienced going backwards during a sustainment period.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A culture is a wide chasm away from an individual intentionally doing something wrong, right?
Correct.
And I think sometimes not only the media but others get caught up in an individual event that's right, not necessarily emblematic of culture.
It's so well stated. And that is exactly how I think the court looks at this, as well as I know our federal monitors and the Department of Justice attorneys. Events are usually single occurrences. A culture is when you have pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Department of Justice, the court itself, they are recognizing we are going to have events, and we do have events. The issue is it emblematic of a pattern, and it is patterns that define culture. And that is where, you know, we don't even want the event, but we are in the process and capable of correcting these events and dealing with them.
Yeah, I mean, you have individuals that make a mistake of the head. They knowingly and intentionally do something wrong. And then others that make a mistake of the heart. They're thinking they're doing
That's
the right thing, and it just turns out to be bad. And
right.
you're sifting
approaches.
Through all of that each and every day. And when you have as many gun toters and others as you have in your organization, it's not easy.
No, it's human nature. It's really no different than having your own children. You have, you know, sometimes you may have one child who has events in life, and you have others who have patterns.
Yeah.
And you have to approach it correctly, because what you're trying to get is corrective behavior. And you cannot always treat everybody equally in that way, because what would correct me might be very different than what would take a sibling of mine to be corrected. So it's really very much an issue of human nature.
Chief, you mentioned the word pattern, so let's pivot to crime stats. Some really healthy patterns there.
Yeah.
Talk to us
yeah.
about it.
Well, prior to my coming in 2023 at the top of the year, and again, I give credit to Chief Woodfork in this, she began the turnaround of a of our crime patterns going down. What I did was to come in. I didn't take away anything that she was doing and what NOPD was already accomplishing. You don't want to take away things that are working, but you can add on top. And what I did was I added on top a strategy that I had utilized in Oakland or had already been being utilized in Oakland. It's a 20-year-old strategy. It's called Operation Ceasefire. Mm-hmm. We call it GRIP. You probably did it yourself, Sheriff.
Sure.
But it's a strategy, like I said, that's been around, and all we did was to kind of reinstitute it. And as strategies that give you the outcomes, but it also, you know, you can have, my analogy is you can have a symphony with the sheet of music, that's your strategy, but if you don't have the best players playing the instruments, and that's what NOPD does so well, they do have men and women who know how to implement the sheet of music. They can play the music, and they do it very, very well, and that's why you're seeing the fruits you're seeing.
But there's also the issue of playing together, right, and
yes,
putting out a harmonious tune in the end. And I think some of the failures in the past, and I've seen it in my own organization, is that at some point in time along the timeline, you recognize, albeit that this individual may be incredibly talented, that individual's not playing well in the sandbox with us.
So insightful and so right on. And, you know, I give, you know, primary credit, obviously, to my team. But something that we also do well at NOPD is we do embrace our partners from the State Patrol, State Police, I mean, to our federal partners, to Jefferson Parish or other parishes that surround us, or cities, Kenner, all of us who are, we actually play well with others and not just play well in the sandbox by ourselves. But that takes a, you know, it sounds simple.
But it's not.
It's not. It's not. You know that. It is not. Egos get in the way.
Oh, you think there's egos?
And I have my own. But the issue is, you know, can we set those things aside to play well? And it takes good conductors of symphonies who are willing to listen and communicate. And to our mayor, I'm going to give you a shout out to her. She has been saying something that is a real truth. And that is, it doesn't really matter who gets the credit as long as the goals are met and things are accomplished. And it also takes great leadership by not only a mayor, city councils, aldermen, all of that. Everybody's got to be going in the same direction.
No doubt. You have to have comfort and confidence in yourself to be able to achieve that perspective and actually practice it each and every day.
Because there
are people out there with malintent that are trying to shift something this way, that way, or otherwise.
Yeah, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Chief,
let's make this a little bit more lighthearted. I've been dying to ask you, since I know that you're coming on, you're coming on the show today. Are you a Swiftie?
I love that question. No. And I have a almost 70-year-old sister who is a Swiftie.
Who is a Swiftie. There you go.
She is a Swiftie.
So how many phone calls did you get from her?
Oh, I got a lot. I actually did. And bless her heart, I wish she could come. She lives in Atlanta, one of my many sisters, but she's my older biological sister. And she unfortunately can't come after all, but I know she's disappointed. But I will be working. If we're all hands on deck, and if everybody is out there working, I will be out there. So, but I'm afraid I'm not a Swiftie. I can't even name one song.
But on a serious note, we're going to have James DeMeo, an event security expert, talking about this because obviously there's been issues internationally relative to this. I know that you guys have a Taylor Swift security plan. This is kind of an event out of the ordinary, right? And probably on the same level as a Super Bowl in many respects.
You know, it is, and I appreciate you. You're really, Sheriff, you're very sharp about these points, but the Taylor Swift concert is not just another concert. She, you know, obviously we are mindful of the national security issues that surround Taylor Swift for what happened in Europe where she had to cancel a concert. We are definitely preparing for Taylor Swift. Like I said, all hands are on deck this weekend, all of us. And including our federal partners and our other partners. So we do have a security approach to Ms. Swift. We're delighted she's coming. We're so glad we're going to have about 150-plus tourists and locals coming into our city. And obviously our main role is to make sure that they just have a lot of fun, but that they can be safe. And we want people to be mindful of their safety. They have a role in that as well.
Absolutely. I guess this is, you know, it's nice when you have like Troop NOLA available to you that it's kind of nimble. You can move them around where you need them, kind of as a quick response team, for lack of a better term, when you have access to something like that. Because it's at times like these where, you're, like you said, all hands on deck and you're trying to get all the pieces and parts to match up.
Yeah. You know, and also, I don't mention, and I should, but, you know, Orleans Parish comes out and helps us.
Criminal
Jefferson
Sheriff's
Parish.
Office, yeah, absolutely.
They come out and literally, you're going to see them on the streets with us, and they have been out there. So, yes, we are doing a collective full hands on deck to make sure everyone has just a fabulous and fun time.
So, Chief, I know that you have to go, but I wanted to ask you, you're how many months in now in this job?
November 1 will be my official swearing-in date. I came on as an interim before on September 22nd. So I have been with the department just over 12 months, and just what an incredible blessing. Just really, I don't know why the good Lord gave me this honor, but I'm so glad to have it.
Your biggest surprise about the city?
I'm sorry, what was that, Sheriff?
Said now that you've reached your one-year anniversary, your biggest surprise about the city?
Well, I would say the number of festivals. You know, we are a city of celebration and festivals. And that was a bit of a surprise. How much you eat around here is a little bit of a surprise. but it has all been great fun. And I will say one other thing. Though I was raised in the South in Memphis, it's not the same as the culture of New Orleans. New Orleans is not just a Southern. It is not really a Southern. It is its own culture. And it has been incredibly, the men and women of this city have been so welcoming. And it's not cheap welcoming like we do in the in the Tennessee, where I'm from in Memphis. You know, we say, oh, come see us sometime. We don't really mean it. Here, y'all really mean it when you say it. So your hospitality is warm, is generous, and is true up in Memphis. I appreciate that Southern culture of the politeness. But here it's a unique welcoming, and I have found that a very warm surprise.
Well, it sounds like that you've crossed the threshold and are now a full-fledged New Orleanian.
For certain. Well, I have to say one other thing, Sheriff. I went through the training and I studied and I took the test to become a full-fledged police officer in the state of Louisiana. I'm post-certified.
There you go.
And that was important to me as an outsider to come in and to actually take the testing, which is not that easy to do. And I am proud to be a Louisiana full-fledged police officer.
Well, that speaks volumes of you, and obviously you're someone that gives a damn, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, Sheriff.
Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend. I'm sure I'm going to catch a video of you dancing to Taylor Swift somewhere, somehow. You just can't help yourself.
You might. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you, Chief. That's Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, the chief of the NOPD. We will be right back after the break with Arnie Philko and the group that is here from Ukraine. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.